The Angels Weep by Wilbur Smith. Read by Martin Jarvis. A Matabele warrior sat aloof from the ironsmiths who swarmed about the earthen kilns. He was lean, so his ribs showed, and his skin was blemished by old gunshot wounds. He wore a simple kilt and a cloak of leather. No war rattles, no regimental plumes. On his head the warrior wore the headring of the Induna. It was of gum and clay, woven into his hair, and black and hard as iron. This badge of rank announced that he'd once been a counsellor of Lobengula, the last king of the Matabele. It declared his royal bloodline, the Zanzi blood of the Kumalo tribe, running back pure and unbroken to old Zululand, 1,000 miles away in the south. Mzilikazi had been this man's grandfather. Mzilikazi, who had defied the tyrant Shaka and led his people north to this rich and beautiful land. Mzilikazi, the chief who had slaughtered 1 million souls on that terrible march, and in the process had become a mighty emperor, as powerful and cruel as Shaka had ever been. Lobengula, son of Mzilikazi, had been the young man's blood uncle. It was Lobengula who had granted him the Induna's headring and appointed him commander of one of the elite fighting impis. But now Lobengula was dead, and the young Induna's impi had been blown to nothing by the Maxim guns on the bank of the Shangani River, and the guns had branded him. His name was Bazo, the Axe, and all that day he had watched the ironsmiths perform their rites. For the birth of iron was a mystery to all but these adepts.